The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. Some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in.
There's a credo. That's a credo for 2020. 606, Joe Piscopo, alive on the radio. Yes, we're here. We are here. Al and I are here, and Al is back, and Matt Zambolin. Charles came in. Kara is in. Not only is she working, she's in Arizona working social media for us this morning. We really appreciate that. And we got a great show for you. Everybody's off, but nada. I wanted to come in today. I wanted to come in Friday. I wanted to come in today. Tomorrow I have to work. You know, I'm doing a live show out in Pennsylvania, as I always do, each New Year's Eve. Look forward to that. And then I guess New Year's Day, everybody's off. Hopefully you're off as well. And then we'll be back locked and loaded on the 2nd. I just wanted to be on the air. I just wanted to be on the air today. And I have, I think, days off, use it or lose it. You know, like that, one of those deals. But I wanted to be with you because everybody else is off. And then I'm going on America's Newsroom. Sandra Smith is coming in. They told me she's coming in just for you. And, of course, I go, really? I believe that, you know. I want to believe that, you know. This for me, she's coming in. I will be there. So, again, that's very exciting. That what's going to happen in the New Year's. Ed Henry will be with Sandra Smith on America's Newsroom on Fox. How cool is that? 3 hours every day. Talk to Ed about that. He's very excited about that. And then Bill Hemmer moves to the 3 p.m. slot on Fox. Oh, that's great. I think it's just great to have, because great journalists. And so it's all good. So I'll see you on radio, see you on TV. What am I going to tell you? You know, there's so much happening. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. And before I open the microphone up, and I'm still tweeting out some stuff. But you get so upset. How long have I talked about the anti-Semitic rise? How long? Well, 6 years now. By the way, 6 years ago in January. We will start our 7th year in January. My contract's up. You never know what's going to happen. Am I here? Am I running for office? I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen right now. So, but the fact of the matter is, I've been so staunch in our support of Israel. I've been so staunch on the anti-Semitic rise. Why all of a sudden there's a slashing at a rabbi's home in Muncie, New York? There's a slashing? Some creep, some cockroach goes in and you can see from, they of course put him on the picture of the New York Post and the Daily News this morning, and he totally mentally deranged. But I'm so sick of hearing mentally ill, this, mentally that. You know what? this, and Governor Cuomo goes, it's a domestic terrorist crime. Well, what's domestic? How about just somebody hitting somebody on the streets of Brooklyn because they're Jewish? I mean, how about somebody just, how about the crime rise that's happening in New York? Shouldn't everything be a domestic terrorist crime? If you attack another human being, it should be a terrorist crime, in my opinion. Oh, God almighty, I've been talking about it till I'm blue in the face about the anti-Semitic rise. Where does it come from? It's from the House of Representatives. It's right there. The Democrats are embracing it. Yes, and you know what? Not all Democrats. There's some great blue dog Democrats, and we appreciate them. I mean, they understand, but they're afraid to say anything because once the blue dogs say, "I'm going to try to censure Rashida Tlaib. We're going to try to censure Ilhan Omar. Oh no, if you do that, you're not getting any money for your district, and we will primary you." That's what happens in Washington, and then we got to watch these, what they're calling in the Post, the Hanukkah horror, and that's exactly what it is. Praying, and you know what gets me too? Why are you anti-Semitic? What has the Jewish people ever done to you? I mean, think about it. Other religions, whether they dress differently, whether it's a nun, or whether it's a Muslim, or whether it's a Buddhist, whatever it is, you know, most of them, not all of them. They don't try to, if you don't believe in what they believe, they don't try to kill you. We have people who are religious extremists in this country right here within our borders that will kill you. They will do their own laws. They will create communities with their own laws. They will try. And if you don't believe in what they believe, they will kill you and worse. And that's not happening within the Jewish community. Why is there a constant anti-Semitic rise? Why all of a sudden now is everybody all upset? What Mayor de Blasio actually insinuates that it's Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? You know it, and I know. If you listen to the show, and good morning, and we're gonna try to. I want to start in an upbeat kind of fashion this morning, but you can't. It's so upsetting. 611 on the radio. I mean, I'm listening to what people say. I'm seeing what people say, and it's so upsetting. And I just want to have a fun time. I want to roll into 2020. The economy's great. Everybody's doing great. Then you get the fringe. You inflame the fringe. That is the problem. And it happens on the left and on the right. And when you see Swalwell, this character, this is another one. Where did they find this guy? Swalwell. He goes, "Oh, anti-Semitism is on the rise in America." Listen to me. I'm quoting here from Swalwell's Twitter account, and it's being stoked by at Real Donald Trump, who won't condemn it. I swear, in the name of God, I'm reading that from the Twitter. This guy is so demented, Swalwell. He's so demented. He's going to blame the president, whose children are Jewish, whose daughter is Jewish, who has been the most supportive president of Israel in the history of the United States of America. He makes Jerusalem the capital. He goes and he shows up. Oh my God! They blame, and then look at, and you want to look at. I'm going to get your blood pressure up this early in the morning. Look at this. This is from Tlaib, you know, the racist Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib, right? Look at this. And she goes, "And folks don't see the connection with his words," meaning Donald Trump, "and how it ignites violence. He fuels people's anger and misguided hate." This is from the woman who says constant negative anti-Semitic remarks about not only Israel, about Jewish communities all around the world and within the United States. Racist remarks. I don't want to repeat them. Rashida Tlaib. Now, they think we're going to read this and we're going to believe them, and they're going to try to blame the president for this. The anti-Semitism started in the United States House of Representatives when the Democrats took over the House. The anti-Semitism started when Jewish politicians like Bernie Sanders says, I am with Ilhan Omar, another racist who hates the Jewish community, who hates Israel. If you let it go, and they let it go, and that hate is spewed, you're going to inflame the fringe. And that's exactly what happened in Muncie, New York, in my opinion. And no one's shutting them down. Where's Chuck Schumer? Where's Mr. Israel Chuck Schumer? Chuck, you know, you may really dislike Chuck Schumer, but he's a political animal, very savvy at politics. That's why he's been in office all those years. And he's been so supportive of Israel. Why don't they censure Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and now Swalwell for calling the president a racist? Where's Pelosi? They're obsessed with this impeachment. You're going to allow these wackos on the fringe to take over. And then the shooting in Texas at a Texas church. Did you see that video? Look at this. We got to wake up to this morning. Some guy, he walks in with a shotgun. Apparently no one saw the shotgun. I'm trying to figure that out. Did he walk in with the shotgun, this guy, in Texas, in this little town outside of Fort Worth, the name of the town was White Settlement. Interesting name for a town, right? But my goodness gracious, it was like he goes in. And then, of course, the people were armed. They took the guy out. Otherwise, there would have been dozens dead. So you got now. Do we have to start arming ourselves now? I told you, I don't have a gun. I'm thinking about. I keep telling you, maybe it's time. You got guys hacking people in a rabbi's home. In a rabbi's home. Oh, get me started. Anyway, good morning. We'll get through it. We'll get through it. So help me, God, because you and I are like we're just trying to get through life. We don't need this. But when you inflame the fringe, how do you shut them down? What's happening now? When you let the criminals back out on the street and you don't put bail on them. And I don't know what this guy's history. Apparently, he's been in trouble before with the law. If there's no consequences, these things will continue to happen. If there's nobody in the House of Representatives that stands up and says right from the speaker's podium to censure Ilhan Omar, to censure Rashida Tlaib, then these things are going to continue to happen. They embolden it. And that's exactly what happens here. So we'll get into that this morning. A lot of other things happening. My goodness gracious. John Lewis, Representative John Lewis, like him or not, think he was effective or not, diagnosed. He's a civil rights legend. He marched with Martin Luther King, and he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So, again, politically, I couldn't even tell you anything that the man has done. But, you know, we wish him all the very best, and we feel for him. That's a tough road to hoe, and he's fighting it valiantly. So we wish Representative Lewis all the best. Don Imus over the weekend passed away, and you can hear a lot of people talk about Don Imus. And I knew him only peripherally, meeting him at I would go to his events and had the best relationship with him. I remember as a kid running into Imus, and he always seemed cranky, you know? Yeah. What? Imus? Cranky? But he was the guy. Don Imus was the guy who blazed the path for everybody else on the radio. He was the guy that did the, they call him a shock jock, but he was so much more than that, because it's like when they call Howard, and Don Imus blazed the path for Howard Stern, and they call Howard a shock jock, but Howard's so much more than that. These guys are very, very bright individuals. Don Imus started it, and he would have every guest on, all the folks from Washington on, and it was always a great interview. Am I right? Don was always interesting. You never knew what he was going to say, and he knew, and he got into trouble for saying the wrong things, and he got fired. But Don Imus plays that path, so thank you. Thank you, Don. You know, Imus in the morning, man, that was the guy, right? He was the guy that started it all, and the rest of us are just trying to follow in that path, so may he rest in peace. I don't know what happened. We'll get into that as well. 79 years young, Don Imus passed away. Rick Klein will join us from ABC News this morning. Dov Hyken, you don't want to miss Dov, former Democratic Assemblyman from Brooklyn, but a man who is so true to his heritage. I think it's important to have Dov on the air this morning. We've been talking about it with Dov for years now, for years, about the anti-Semitic rise. I'm incensed. Forgive me for being upset. How many times do I have to talk on the microphone about it? And it keeps continuing to happen. And they don't protect. I guess they got to put now security outside of rabbis' homes, for crying out loud. But why the... get me started. We'll talk to Dov about it. We will talk why the rhetoric is allowed in Washington, D.C. Why? The president leads by example. His children, his grandchildren are Jewish. He's been the biggest supporter of Israel ever in the history of the White House. And now they're blaming him. But when Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib spew hate, constant hate, guys, and it's not censured, you're going to inflame the fringe. Mike Lindell, Mike and I talked yesterday. and had a nice chat. It was just funny. One of my buddies, his mother bought everybody my pillows for Christmas. I told you that. So I tweeted the picture to Mike, so he appreciated that. Now, he's sending her something. I thought that was so nice. But Mike was very, very close to Don Imus. As a matter of fact, and Michael talked to us in the 8 o'clock hour how he went to Imus with the pillow. And that's how the My Pillow started, on the radio. When you get those radio listener specials, you could thank Mike Lindell certainly for coming up with that concept, but it was Imus that he went to, and he saw how all of a sudden he started selling all these pillows, and it was Imus who started that. You got to give credit. So we'll hear about Don Imus from his friend, Mike Lindell. And Colonel Alan West is a buddy. He's a former Republican congressman, senior advisor for the Committee to Defend the President's Super PAC, and running for GOP chair in Texas, but he's a good guy. Colonel West is a friend, and proud to have him on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. You're always welcome at 877-970-2999. Matt's producing. Charlie's in. He's manning the phones if you want to call on the Balance of Nature phone lines. I'm going to go to Al Gattulo. Al is back. Frankie Five Boroughs is down in Atlantic City, but Debbie Duhame is with us this morning.
Yes.
Debbie, I love that you're with us during the whole holiday season. God bless you for that, girl. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. So you're busy with the holidays and, you know, getting ready to perform again, right?
Yeah, you know, going right on stage tomorrow. Right, boom, right. Here we go. But I actually, Friday, you know, after we did the show, Friday, Debbie, I couldn't move. It all hit me Friday.
You slept? Oh, good.
Well,
good.
I couldn't move. I didn't even sleep. It was like I was in a catatonic stupor because I run. It's like I'm doing a big show, you know,
right.
and you know,
right.
Doing Christmas morning for the kids. Oh, the
yes.
pressure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then I had Charlie's birthday to come up with next. So Friday, we did the show. I got off the air and I went, ooh. And my whole body just went, boom.
I'm like that every Friday. Welcome to my world.
Maybe.
Every Friday, I sleep about 12 hours.
Yeah, I know.
I can't move. By 6 o'clock at night, I'm dead.
Deb, I couldn't move. And I said, well, I'll go call the kids. I checked with the kids. They're all doing good. I said, well, I'll go out. I did not get out of the house. I just stayed there. I said,
good.
Man.
Good. I'm glad you listened to your body for a change.
Oh, my
body. Good
for you. Yeah, I know.
Your body said, we're sleeping.
I know. Usually I listen to someone else's body. Hey, ho. Hey, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll tell you, good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey.
So sometimes you have to listen when the body's saying shut down. You've got to just do that shut down. You know, it's refreshing.
Debbie, I love you. I love you. Oh, thank you for being here. 621 as we roll into 2020. I can't believe it. The last show of the decade, Deb. And Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on the holiday season in New York at 621 on AM 970, The Answer.
And sending our best to Don Imus' family. I know that was really, really sad that he passed. I did have the pleasure of working with him for a while. Very nice guy. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, as we head over to the eastbound side of the BQE, slowing down, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. It's busy on the belt westbound, getting out toward Kennedy Airport. Heading to any of the airports, you definitely want to check in with your airline because of this rain this morning. You may see delays at the airports. Tunnel the Ave northbound by Secaucus Road, getting up through Jersey City. Disabled tractor trailer. And let's go to 280 westbound, the ramp into exit 6 in Livingston. That ramp is blocked. It's all due to a transformer fire over on Laurel Avenue as you get up through that area of Livingston. So do watch out for some slowdowns there. You're still moving okay as you head over to the Taconic, but on Tinker Hill Road, getting up toward Peekskill Hollow Road and Putnam Valley, a car right into a telephone pole. It's really foggy throughout the Hudson Valley as well. So definitely want to take it slowly as you're traveling around this morning. Rain this morning. Rain throughout the day. High today of 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High of 47. Sunny on Wednesday with a high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. This is the season that focuses on family, faith, and love. This holiday season, Balance of Nature is offering 25% off, a free travel set, and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This will only be available until the end of the year, so don't wait. Call 800 248-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. We do the Happiness Hour, the Male-Female Hour, and the Ultimate Issues Hour. Since 2010, we have done over 1,200 such segments. Per your request, the Prager Store has bundled them all together and offering them as a holiday package. Every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour, that's hundreds of hours. We've had the best ofs for each year, but never every segment since 2010. All in one place. These segments have literally saved lives, kept marriages together, and allowed us to talk truthfully about issues without influence from the left. Now you can own every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour since 2010. Until the end of the week, the complete bundle is 70% off. This is quite a deal. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Hey, come back with me, huh? Would you mind? And remember. Remember. Remember a Christmas morning.
It's still Christmas
long
music.
Ago,
you know, Al's back. Robert Goulet's here. Al is back. Al, welcome back, buddy.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
I thought it was at least a New Year's Robert Goulet song.
Well, I couldn't. I didn't have enough time to find
it,
one.
But
it's a happy time.
First of all,
yes.
Nice break. You had a nice little break.
Not have to set an alarm clock for a week is fantastic. Thank you, Matt, for filling it.
Matt was great. And the new music we couldn't
I heard all sorts of glowing reviews.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome back to the same old boring stuff.
So you went to the tree early in the morning. You talk about getting up early. You had to get up early to do that.
Yeah, so the Friday before Christmas, my last day, we said Friday night, let's go see the tree Saturday morning.
We
went to my wife and I, not a platonic friend.
Did Jack go, your son?
No, he was with my in-laws. So we
just
got up.
You and your wife.
Yeah, so we got up a quarter to six.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Grabbed coffee, went right into the city. We were door to door at Rockefeller Center in 35 minutes.
Wow.
No traffic.
Wow.
We walked up. First off, Radio City, they need to fix the A on the front thing. It was a little, the lights were out a little bit.
I saw on the outside, just to your point, as you go into the side of SNL, when I was working the Rainbow Room.
Right.
There's a word. What's the word? It's like half the lights are out.
Yeah. I think they got a guy up there change the bulb.
Oh,
maybe.
Union. Especially
holidays.
Christmas time.
Whatever. They have that big spectacular right here that they run for 2 weeks. All right. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So we walk up. We walk up to the tree. Seven people. You could walk right up to the tree, look up into the lights.
Oh,
we took pictures. A nice family
was out.
The woman was waiting for her husband. And, of course, she said she was from out of town, but she goes, I'm waiting for my husband to take a picture of us whenever he gets down here. all right, come on, let's go. But I'm telling you right now, Joe, I will never go see the tree again unless I go at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, they light the tree at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they turn it off, I guess for a couple of hours at night.
Yeah.
And then they light it up at 5:30 in the morning again.
Boom.
Took pictures.
Boom.
We went and had breakfast, little place right across the street from Rockefeller Center. We had two egg sandwiches.
$120.
And coffee, $13.
Wait, now, whoa, whoa,
Where did you find that place?
Simply Food, I think, is the name.
Wait, is it within Rockefeller Plaza?
Right across from Rockefeller Plaza.
Nothing's worth. No, you can't get anything for $13 at Rockefeller
Plaza. I'm not kidding you. There's, you know how the police have a mobile headquarters set up over there?
Oh, yeah.
Right across from the mobile headquarters. They're not dumb. They're smart. You can get the coffee right there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Went to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Closed.
It was closed.
Wouldn't let us in. They had the bulletproof glass set up.
Yeah.
Then we walked down to, we walked over to Saks, looked at the windows, and then we walked down to Bryant Park. Most of the shops weren't open.
Walked to Bryant Park?
Yeah, about 10 bucks.
You, look at you. Oh, excuse me. Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Personal question.
Yeah.
Not to invade. Holding hands? Holding hands?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
But the interesting thing was,
did she like take her arm and put it into your arm?
Yeah, we took a picture with the tree and our arms around. Why not?
Ow.
What do you want? Is it an arm's length?
Well, I don't know.
February be 20 years.
This is all new to me. 20 years? Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah, 24. We're together in February and 20 years married. But here was the funny part. So as we're walking down to Bryant Park, I forgot. You know, it's Saturday. Eddie Murphy was performing.
Oh, boy.
The standby line for tickets.
Yeah.
Was easily 200 deep.
Yeah.
Wrapped around the block.
You know,
and people had camped out, I guess, overnight.
You know what?
To wait for
that. Is for standby in SNL. They have those?
Yes.
Jeez, that's what that was. Yeah. Because the driver said that for Eddie. God bless him.
Yeah,
that's
it was
so
crazy.
Funny.
And then I don't get these people.
But
the weekend today. There's people standing there watching these people from the glass window. Some guy was dressed as Santa. We walked by. The guy goes, if you want to watch it, you have to, you know, go into this.
No, thank you. I'm good. It's all good for New York, though.
No, it's
all
great.
It's all great for the city.
It's great. But the homeless is a major problem.
I know. I saw somebody coming across Broadway this morning. I'm walking in, and I saw, and I almost took a picture and wanted to just copy Gerald Nadler. This is his district.
Yeah.
Congressman Nadler, who's just they're all obsessed with impeaching President Trump. They're obsessed with going after him about everything in this district, the Southern District of New York. And there is, you saw right outside the building, if you go to the right outside the building, Matt, you see that he's got his bags, or he or she, it was raining and it was cold, mm-hmm. and he's got the tarp over. This is the United States of America. And I'm telling you, we've been railing about that, and the mayor doesn't do anything about that.
No,
he
shipped them all out.
Yeah, to
Jersey.
Newark,
to Puerto Rico, to Hawaii.
But not these
to
people.
Utah. No, no.
Well, you know what I would suggest? And then also on this anti-Semitic rise, which incenses me because I've been talking about it till I'm blue in the face.
Right.
They should bring Mayor Giuliani in. They put everything aside. Put all politics aside. The mayor doesn't know how to run the city.
No.
Bring it. And due respect, because he's a nice guy. Arthur keeps telling me
he's a nice guy.
It's like Phil Murphy's a nice guy. And that's okay. It's a nice guy. But I think what Mayor de Blasio has to do is call his Italian, his paisan, Rudolph Giuliani. Said, you know what, Rudy, how did you do it? I'm explaining it to Allie. I brought Allie into New York, had a nice ride with my beautiful daughter yesterday. And she says, Dad, I like Elizabeth Warren. Oh, the things a father doesn't want to hear. So I go, so now you could go, how could you like Elizabeth Warren? You know, I'm not going to be like the angry old dad. I went, really, Elizabeth Warren? Okay, why? And I explained to her. And then I said, well, you know, because there should be equal distribution of income. I said, honey, when you start working, you come talk to me and you tell me. And it was a great conversation because I didn't exactly. And then she started to listen. And I started to explain to her how the city was and how Rudolph Giuliani, they're just vilifying now, clean this up. She doesn't
100%.
Understand. When I go down on the west side, when I was a Big Mike that day, say how people would come up to the window and they're drugs, ladies of the evening. It was like.
I saw a squeegee guy the other day.
And you saw a squeegee guy.
Yep.
It's happening.
Coming home from the city.
I would humbly, respectfully submit to the Gracie Mansion that they have a sit down with Rudolph Giuliani, and they go and they bring Bo and they bring all of Rudy's team, is all the team that was with him, Tony Carbonetti, and just go, how did you guys do it? Because they don't know how to do it. And
no.
I'm not attacking them. They just don't know how to do it. When I don't know how to do something, I call somebody for help.
Here's the bigger problem. It's not only New York City, it's New York State. Now we're talking in just 2 days, no more bail for most offenses.
Did you see that?
Right?
Did you see
now,
that?
Picture this. So a woman attacks three Orthodox Jewish women the other day, right? Slaps them, calls them all kinds of names, this and that. She gets arrested. No bail. They immediately let her out. Now, mind the fact that she was already, hadn't appeared at another court appearance for whatever it was.
Yeah,
okay, do you know she was arrested again yesterday?
Yeah.
for doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Now, why is this woman not in jail with bail?
What a smirk on
her face. Why is this woman not in jail permanently? Here's the other problem. Not only is there not going to be bail for many offenses that really should have bail, right? Now, the defense attorneys can request your personal information. Yeah. So somebody attacks you, that you get them arrested, right? Now, the DA's office has to provide the defense attorney with your personal information so that they can contact you.
And the witnesses. And the witnesses' information.
What is that?
You know what, you know
why
what
would anybody in their right mind want to step forward?
It's a new Democratic Party.
Why would anybody want to step forward?
If you're a Democrat and you voted for that, and not to, when they voted for infanticide and they voted for that, and Governor Cuomo backed it, that's where the people say, well, why did you walk away from the party? What kind of question is that?
Right. And then here's Cuomo yesterday. We need more laws to take care of these people. It's not about more laws, Governor. It's about enforcing the ones that you have on record.
Exactly right.
And don't think that the majority of these people are simply going to go, hey, you know what? I got released on my own recognizance. I'll come back to court. No, they're not.
I got
to
tell you, the governor is such,
so out of touch.
So good politically. When he says it, he's forceful. He knows the soundbite that he's going to say. He is one of the smartest politicians, Governor Cuomo. I'm telling you, that you cannot underestimate him. Is it right? No, it's not right. You're absolutely right. They should shut these people down. This should have been dealt with years ago. And the homeless and the anti-Semitic rise in this city. It is time we take it back. The problem is, you keep voting, and why do my Jewish friends keep voting for Democrats? Can someone explain that to me? And I don't dislike Democrats because they're not all bad. I don't dislike liberals. It's this progressive movement, this socialist movement, this fascist type movement that don't get me started. I'm telling you, I'm seeing New York because I'm old. And I remember New York when it was an absolute disarray. And I saw how it was cleaned up under the Giuliani administration. Oh, yes. Say what you will about Rudy Giuliani. This man saved the city. Saved the city. And that we need that help now. So it's time to just put all hate aside, all politics aside. And this should be a sit down with Mayor Giuliani, with Mayor de Blasio, saying we're going to try to clean this up. We're all joining together. I want to see that there's got to be an air of civility now. It's the only way we're going to settle everything. 6:36, I have a present for Al. It's one of my presents. This is just a fun present. Can we do the news when we come back?
Sure.
We'll get to open the present for Al Gattulo.
Sure, thank you.
All right. Our big Al right now. And Al has the news for you. And Mike Fisher is going to join us, president of the Central Park South Civic Association. And we're going to talk to Mike Fisher about their request to get Donald Trump to help solve New York City's homeless problem. He's reaching out. The president is reaching out to San Francisco because Nancy Pelosi is ignoring that and concentrating on this fiasco called impeachment. It's happening in New York. You don't want to miss Mike Fisher, Rick Klein from ABC News. Dolph Eichen is fired up and not happy. And he is so true to his heritage. You don't want to miss Dolph in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Lindell is going to tell us about Don Imus. And a true patriot, Colonel Alan West, will join us as well. 6:37, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo responding to the numerous attacks against the Jewish community statewide. Speaking the morning after the stabbings in Muncie at a rabbi's house, Cuomo said the perpetrators of these attacks are people who intend to create mass harm, violence, and generate fear based on race, color, and creed, which is the definition of terrorism. The governor went on to say he's proposing a new domestic terrorism law for the state of New York to express how ignorant, intolerant, and criminal these acts are. Cuomo called the hatred an American cancer in the body politic. An East Hampton couple are facing charges for hosting a boozy party for minors. East Hampton Village Police announced over the weekend they responded to a noise complaint Friday night to allegedly find nearly 40 underage people at a party. Some were purportedly drinking alcoholic beverages at the time. Residents Sylvia Flender and Daniel Meeks have since been charged with unlawfully dealing with a child and for violating the Suffolk County social host law. Both will be arraigned on January 9th. Cops also noted a 15-year-old victim allegedly suffered a drug overdose at the same home back on Halloween. In sports, Jets beat the Bills 13-6, while the Giants lost their season finale to the Eagles 34-17. The Giants will draft fourth in the upcoming NFL draft. The Jets will draft 11th. Islanders come off a three-game losing streak with a win over the Wild 3-1. It was the Devils over the Senators in overtime. 4-3. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the Deegan North ramp to the Cross Bronx. It's a debris spill on that ramp, so watch for that. Harlem River Drive south slowing down through the 140s in toward the 130s. It's kind of busy on the westbound belt getting out toward Kennedy Airport. Definitely check in with the airports if you're heading out of town because of the rain today. You may see some delays. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland all about 5 minutes in. Tunnelly Ave northbound by Secaucus Road in Jersey City. Disabled tractor trailer. And 280 West, the ramp at exit 6 into Livingston. That ramp is blocked. A transformer fire over in Livingston as you head into Laurel Avenue. If you're heading over to 184, getting out toward Florida Grove Road in Perth Amboy, that's closed with an accident investigation. And over on the Taconic South, getting down through Yorktown Heights, getting reports of an accident, really foggy throughout the Hudson Valley. Rain today, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you're in pain, why don't you try to get out of pain and give Relief Factor a shot? That's what I did. 3-week quick start is $19.95. Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting. They're good guys. They really want to help as many people as possible get out of pain, stay out of pain. And they've been solid with the Mike Gallagher Show. They are on Team Gallagher in a major way. Tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and their neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain. And they want to get you out of pain, too. I want you to try the 3-week quick start. They've priced this at $19.95. That's all you have to do, $19.95, to take this 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent the inflammation that causes the pain in the first place. Give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. The 3-week quick start. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio at 642 right now. You know, I have so many nice tweets. God bless you. Thank you. And right back at you. Thank you for listening all around the country, by the way. But I have to tell you, as you listen to AM970TheAnswer.com, and you are listening in Texas, and I know you're listening, Lucinda. God bless you, girl. Thank you so much. And everybody listening in South Carolina and all throughout Florida and around the world, virtually. If you get to New York, you have to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, and if you're in New York, whoa, you got to go to Avenue R and Nostrand right there in the borough of Brooklyn because Michael's of Brooklyn is there. You will have the chance to experience one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. So this, I'm telling you, when you come to New York, right, Rockefeller Center, Statue of Liberty first, of course, Ellis Island, Freedom Tower, you know, Michael's of Brooklyn. Put that on. I'm telling you, you think I'm kidding. It's the epitome of the great Italian restaurant. Fred is there, Johnny's there, Marianne is there, Michael's there, the family's there. It started out as a pizza place way back, you know, over 50 years ago. It was a pizza place. Now it's one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. You know, this is a great accomplishment. And when you see Fred and Johnny and Michael working so hard, I told you when I first went over there, when Mary, our superstar sales gal, took me over there, I said, Michael's in Brooklyn. Where's that, Joe? You got to come out. I went out there. First of all, I had the gnocchi arrabbiata. I had the calamari. This is unbelievable. And then young Michael, right, the grandson of the gentleman, Michael started it. He's on the phone. I told you this before. I said, Mike, who are you talking to? He goes, because Steve Tyrell was playing. My buddy Steve Tyrell, you know, still at the Carlisle. And he goes, yeah, that's – and so we were talking about – on the phone. Is that Steve on the phone? He goes, no, it's Target. We're selling Michael's of Brooklyn to Target. It's all around the country, the sauce. It's so good. It was great to see them really rise to become this legendary restaurant and have this legendary sauce, Michael's of Brooklyn. So we invite you, no matter where you're listening, to go to Avenue R. Nostrand, right there in the great borough of Brooklyn, as my grandfather would say, in New York, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning, good morning. Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer, on AM 970theanswer.com. I love old rockers, man. Make me feel good. Even old. Are we old? No, we're not old. So my boomer brothers and sisters, we're just getting started, baby. 2020, the best is yet to come. Al, this is really nothing.
I saw this online
when I was panicking and ordering everything under the sun for my kids. By the grace of God, Christmas was like the best.
That's
ever.
Good.
Best
good.
Ever.
Good.
But, you know, the pressure's on. Mm-hmm. I got four of my five children with me.
Right.
And they're expecting all the Christmas. So thank God for Big Mike. You know, his girlfriend rapped. Rapping is the thing. Rapping.
Oh, yeah. I don't rap.
Well, what?
I just get a gift bag.
You know what? No, this is professionally wrapped. I looked at the gift. I wanted to take
it. It looks
credit.
Like a guy wrap.
No.
So, just saying.
Don't say that.
Because women usually are
I may
a little
have
more,
it.
You know.
Yeah. I may have wrapped
it. Yeah, you probably
wrapped it. I did wrap
it. It's all right.
You can duck guy wrap. Okay. It's so true. Yeah. Women have such
it's
a great
off.
Time.
Like the lines aren't lined up right. It's too much tape because you can't figure out. I get it.
I'll tape it down.
Yeah. Instead of just
else?
Getting a new piece and doing no.
This
men
is a beautiful,
like, no.
beautiful silver wrapping paper.
Yes.
Well, how else do you know it's a guy wrap? What else is the telltale sign?
Because of the fold and it's crinkly.
And there's no ribbon.
Right,
we
true.
just give presents like here.
Right.
Here, it's wrapped. What do you want from me?
Somebody at the football game yesterday gave me a beautiful box of gummy bears, a bow on it. Nicely done, you know.
Girl.
Yes.
Woman. Yeah. Yeah. That's a platonic platonic friend.
Yeah, a colleague of mine. Kim Jones, you know who, she's an NFL reporter for both the Giants
and
Jets. Fantastic.
She got you a present?
Yes.
And Kim, for what reason?
Well, Kim went through
thanks for
a
that.
Very...
Thanks for that trip.
No, stop. Kim went through a very tough time when she was at Redskins camp about a year and a half ago. She suffered an aortic issue where she could have died. And if it wasn't for the Redskins medical staff getting her to the hospital, she would have died. So we had done put something together and sent her some stuff. And she was very grateful for that. And
Look at that. In the booth over at the at MetLife.
Junkie.
Here. America, this is just a joke gift.
Appreciate that.
So I'm handing out this gift. So if you want to open it up, you can open it. This
wood
is really,
something.
Really. How did you know wood? Yeah, it's wood. Wait, this is really tacky, but I had to get it. I'm going to have to take a picture of it. Matt, we'll have to take a picture of this. Look at this.
Oh, it's a bottle opener in the shape of New Jersey. I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. This is great.
I'm online, and I'm getting everything for Allie. This from this great website called Uncommon Goods. I wish we should go to them. I say to the sales staff, check out Uncommon. You can get anything for my daughter. I'm getting this. I'm getting that for teens. And I go, wait a minute. It's a piece of wood in the shape of New Jersey, and then it's got a bottle opener on the top, which would be Sparta, I guess, up there.
Yeah,
and
I guess so. Yeah, that's
the opening's
about
Sparta,
right.
Northwest Jersey.
No, that's awesome.
And you can open it up with a beer. I got something else I want to give you. No,
appreciate
please.
It
was just a thought.
No, I love it. This is great.
And I have something for Five Boroughs, too. He's down the shore getting ready for his New Year's Eve thing, which I don't think you're going. You're not going.
No, I got to work tomorrow.
You're working tomorrow.
Yeah,
here
you're
with
off.
Joe Borelli coming in.
Yes,
Joe this Borelli is going to be great.
Yeah, it's good. We're going to have fun.
Gattulo
we're
and Borelli.
An
I like
hour,
that.
I believe. Joe and I have talked about it at the Christmas party. We're going to do an hour on secession because the whole seceding.
He's serious about that.
Yeah, you know what? He makes a lot of valid points.
About Staten Island seceding from New York.
And the one most basic thing that Staten Islanders don't seem to get, they're screaming about, well, if we secede, how are we going to pay for our own cops and our own firemen and our own sanitation?
Yeah, yeah.
Joe has a very simple answer. You're already paying for it.
Yeah.
Your taxes pay for city cops and city sanitation and city fire department. That money won't be going to them anymore. It'll be going to
pay for a police force. Allie, we had what a great trip I had with my daughter. I love my daughter. And we're talking about, you know, who's running for office. Mm-hmm. And I have to watch because that whole generation, you know, is brought up not to respect or like the president, not to acknowledge the president's accomplishments. So I have to say this. I go, honey, 55 cents of every dollar that daddy makes to buy those Christmas presents is taken away by New Jersey and by New York and by the federal government and by the municipality that we live. I said, 55 cents of every dollar. You think about it, because that's exactly what they do. And then it really started to sink into my daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, really? Yeah, and that's what you are paying. Staten Island is paying. Like,
right.
But you know what? I don't mind paying for the police or the firefighters, the first responders.
I don't either.
Or the teachers. But it's everything else. It's all of that. The building of schools. Oh, let's build a new school. Whoa. You know how expensive that is?
The problem with Staten Island and Staten Islanders, and I understand their frustration because I faced it when I lived there, is that out of the five boroughs, Staten Island gets the least. So when they proportion the funds and they, you know, dole out services and stuff to the other boroughs, Staten Island usually gets the short end of the shrift. Now, the reason why Giuliani and Bloomberg won their mayoral elections, partly, yes, I understand that Staten Island is a Republican stronghold, but also because both of those guys never forgot Staten Island. They went there and campaigned and said, we're not going to forget you.
Yeah,
Every time it snowed when Giuliani was mayor, plows were there. Yeah. Roads were clear. They took care of business. The trash, you know, it's a pretty simple thing. Clear the roads, pick up the trash, and make sure that we're safe. You do those three things, you're going to get elected every single time.
And then we got a break, but then, and then this guy Swalwell goes after Rudy Giuliani as well, saying he doesn't understand anti-Semitism. He doesn't understand because he made the comment, "I'm more Jewish than George Soros." And I understand George Giuliani said that. I understand why the mayor said that, because he is. He's more committed. Rudy Giuliani prosecuted two Nazi war criminals.
Right.
And I remember when we were in Greece on Broadway, and then they said, we're doing the circle thing, that show, and Greece is going to be the show for the, you know, where they do the parodies of the Broadway shows and all the politicians show up, right? So, and Rudy Giuliani wanted to come see Greece, and he was on his way, but he held up. Why? Where was he? Israel, because there was a bombing, and the mayor went to Israel to show his support for the state of Israel. I'll tell you, these leftist progressive socialists are ruining this country. They're ruining this country. That's why we have to stay ever vigilant in 2020. And I'm telling you, it's not a political speech, but you got to look at the individual before you vote for somebody. They're just trying to tear down our country and everything we believe in. 651, Debbie Duhame is out there. Debbie, did you relax this weekend at least?
I went to the city, had some fun with friends, you know, went out and about. Yeah, just, and that's relaxing too to me, though, you know, because you're out of the work routine. You know, you're just having fun, going to dinner.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun, yeah.
I couldn't move. I said, am I going to go win? I said, if I can win.
You're going to shut
down. I know. If I'm not going to work, I'd go to work because Saturday I was getting ready. Charlie turned 9. You believe that already?
I can't believe it.
She's 9 years old.
Charlie's
9? I know.
Oh, wow.
Ah, time for another baby. Okay, hey, wait.
Well, you just fell over.
Everybody in the studio just went, no,
don't do it, Joe.
I'm a walking horror film. Don't go in the house, Joe. Don't do it again.
Well, you're pretty busy with, you know, the five that you have.
You think?
And the
relationships always work out so well. Oh, that's right.
Well, they did for the time you were with them. They certainly did.
You're right.
You know,
you're
a lot of happy years. You know? You've got to look at the positives, you know?
You're right. Most beautiful children in the world. I thank the moms for that.
They are beautiful.
Like you are, Debbie Duhame, 652. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. It's kind of foggy out there, especially throughout the Hudson Valley. Definitely want to take it slowly. Tinker Hill Road into Peekskill Hollow Road and Putnam Valley, a car smacked right into a telephone pole. And again, with the rain, definitely want to take it slowly today. Tunnelly Ave northbound at Secaucus Road into Jersey City. Disabled truck. 280 West, the ramp into Laurel Ave in Livingston. Blocked a transformer fire on Laurel Ave. If you're heading over to 184 into Florida Grove Road in Perth Amboy, that's an accident investigation going on. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down at 38th, a disabled truck. Deegan North, a ramp to the Cross Bronx, a debris spill over there. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Southern State West at 110, accident cleared. And due to signal damage from an earlier electrical fire in Brooklyn, B-Train service suspended between Kings Highway and Brighton Beach. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, AM970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. We do the Happiness Hour, the Male-Female Hour, and the Ultimate Issues Hour. Since 2010, we have done over 1,200 such segments. Per your request, the Prager Store has bundled them all together and offering them as a holiday package. Every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour, that's hundreds of hours. We've had the best ofs for each year, but never every segment since 2010, all in one place. These segments have literally saved lives, kept marriages together, and allowed us to talk truthfully about issues without influence from the left. Now you can own every Happiness Hour, every Ultimate Issues Hour, and every Male-Female Hour since 2010. Until the end of the week, the complete bundle is 70% off. This is quite a deal. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com.
Tuesday night, the Butler Bulldogs take on the St. John's Red Storm at Carneseca Arena. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7:10, tip-off at 7:30. Catch all the exciting action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Breezy today with periods of rain, a high of 44. Rain for a time this evening, otherwise cloudy tonight, low 41. For New Year's Eve, clouds will break for some sunshine. It'll be breezy with a high of 48. It'll be dry for the ball drop at Times Square at midnight with temperatures in the lower 40s. For New Year's Day Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy, a high of 44. Pleasant with some sunshine Thursday and a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Rob. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. We are here. We showed up for you. Yes, Al and I are here this morning. Matt Sembolin is here for you this morning. Why do I sound like red buttons? And you know, Kara in Arizona, right? Kara's in Arizona doing the social media. I love it. And Charles, thanks for coming in. Kids, Matt's got a little baby. Charles has a little baby. And you guys come in, and you're kind enough to come in on when everybody else is off. Thank you. And Al, thank you for being here. So, it is Red Kettle time. We are steps away from achieving our goal. And I want somehow, I don't know how I can plead to you. Let's close this up. Let's raise as much money as we can today and tomorrow. Come on, we can do this. You know why? I want New York to show up. I want them to say, did you see what the morning show did? Did you see what AM 970 did with John Catsimatidis, Kevin McCullough, Piscopo? Did you see what they did? Look at the money they raised. Let's show them something. Team970.org. Let's close this up. It's for a great cause, Salvation Army. You support the 13 million people who live in poverty across the U.S. How long have I been talking about that, by the way? Huh? That the Democrats don't... I made it political. I'm not allowed to do that. All right, let's put politics aside. The fight is for hardworking families across the communities who struggle to put food on the table, make rent, keep the electricity on every single day. And when I tell you 84 cents of every dollar goes with to our communities when you give to the Salvation Army, this is a stellar comment to make. And it's all right on the money. And you can help. Team970.org. We're now doing dinners. We're doing dinners for $1,000 with the morning show.
$1,000.
$1,000,
you get dinner with the morning show.
You could join together. Everybody can kind of join together and do a dinner. And so it's
we pay for the dinner.
We pay for the dinner. Now, look at this. This is good. $1,000. Yes, we will have, we'll get the morning team together for you. We're already doing one with John Katzimatidis. Let's do more. Team970.org. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Hey, Joe on the radio, team970.org it is. Yep, that's right. This is the morning to do it. This and tomorrow morning. Hey, we're coming right back at you. AM 970, The Answer. Radio Piscopo, live from New York, New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A 21-year-old man is dead, a 25-year-old in critical condition. After they were struck by a subway train in Brooklyn on Saturday, police say a Manhattan-bound Q hit them shortly before midnight at the Avenue U station. It's still unclear why the pair were on the tracks. Governor Murphy increasing security near synagogues and Jewish community centers. Murphy said yesterday, move follows a spike of anti-Semitism in our region, including the recent stabbing attack that occurred in Rockland County, New York. Under the governor's direction, state police will be ramping up law enforcement coordination statewide. In sports, Jets beat the Bills 13-6, while the Giants lost to the Eagles 34-17. It was the Islanders over the Wild 3-1, and the Devils, they beat the Senators in Ottawa in overtime by a final of 4-3.